Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, indicating a consultation note on patient Ashley Lovato Guerrero. First name is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, middle name Lovato, L-O-V-A-T-O, last name Guerrero, G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O, indicating a consultation note on patient Ashley Lovato Guerrero. Date of birth 3/13/2015 period. This letter is being written to Dr. Joseph Barbara. First name is Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Address 7880 Wren Avenue, W-R-E-N, Wren Avenue, Suite C-133, Gilroy, California, 95020. Telephone number 408-842-0278. Fax number 408-842-8907. Dear Dr. Joseph Barbara, J-O-S-E-P-H, Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, thank you for asking me to see this six-year-old little girl in allergy consultation period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features period. Ashley has been having ongoing problem with recurrent nasal congestion, stuffy nose, recurrent nasal congestion, sneezing, and occasionally cough at night period. There is history of a minor wheezing, which has not been a significant problem period. She has history of ear infections and had bilateral tubes and adenoid, and her adenoids were removed period. There is no history of any obvious food allergies period. There is no history of any eczema, anaphylaxis period. Overall, she is in decent health period. However, as of recently, nights she has seems to have more trouble at night with coughing, and family is concerned about allergies period. Recently, she has had mild nasal bleeding period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 6-year-old who had moderate nasal congestion, nasal stuffiness with enlarged turbinates period. Chest examination was normal period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to relationship to various symptoms period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided period. Allergy testing revealed some reaction to dust mites. Allergy testing revealed small reaction to ryegrass, dust mites, and ragweed period. No positive tests were identified to foods, molds, or animals period. Her IgE is slightly elevated, and that along with positive allergy tests would mean that her symptoms are pretty much allergic in nature and would need to be managed appropriately, period. My final diagnosis, mild to moderate allergic rhinitis, number 2, mild reactive airway disease, number 3, history of mild epistaxis, period. My treatment plan is as follows. Number 1, Flonase, 2 puffs at night. Number 2, number 1, Flonase, 2 puffs at night. Number 2, Singulair, 5 milligram daily. Number 3, Zyrtec, 2 teaspoonful at night, period. This treatment has been beneficial, but was discontinued after a few weeks. Period. She is back today in our office on 5/4/22 with moderate nasal congestion and enlarged turbinates. Period. I emphasize that treatment should not be stopped for a few months, and family will continue the appropriate treatment. Number 1. Period. Certainly, her epistaxis will be controlled once allergies are controlled, and she can certainly use some Vaseline in her nostrils, and that certainly should be adequate to control epistaxis period. Final medications, number 1, Zyrtec, 2 spoons at night. Number 2, Flonase, 2 puffs daily. Number 3, nasal lavage once daily. Number 4, I recommended that she bathe twice a day and stay indoor during windy days, and that would help to decrease her exposure to pollens and certainly would be very helpful, period. Overall, she should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Ashley Lovato-Guerrero.